One of you guys asked if I would film a video talking about how to make your first dollar online from scratch. So in today's video, I have broken down my first dollar formula. I used to be the type of person that would see all these videos on my For You page of people traveling the world, making all this money from social media, and I thought, this makes no sense, that's not possible. And now, now that I've done it, after years of filming over 1,000 videos at this point online, I filmed over 1,000 videos, posting, working with clients, selling digital products, making money through things like ad revenue, digital products, memberships, affiliate marketing, like all the sources of online income. I feel like I've dabbled in it, or I've had clients that have dabbled in it. So I'm gonna break down the super simple way that you can make your first dollar online. Beginners can do this. I was a beginner when I started. You can start with zero followers, and it's not gonna be one of those guru videos that's like, get into drop shipping, start an e-commerce business. I've done e-commerce, I've had that little run, but it's not gonna be one of those videos that's just like a guru shouting at you to like, work harder, take a cold plunge, take showers, and start a drop shipping business that makes six figures overnight. That's not this video. This video is simple. I think it's gonna be one of the easiest explained videos on how to make your first dollar online, because the answer is gonna be different for every person. So in this video, I'm gonna show you how you come to your answer, because your answer is gonna be different than every other viewer watching. So it's kind of like a personality quiz where I'm gonna show you how to come up with that. So stage one is the realization phase. This is where you determine that creation is what makes you money and consumption is how you lose money. So right now you might be the type of person that's scrolling on your phone. You watch self-improvement YouTube videos thinking that watching self-improvement YouTube videos will make you money. It doesn't. That's purely research. That's purely knowledge. And knowledge without action has a hard time making money. So I want you to realize that you need to replace scrolling with brainstorming ways that you can help other people. So you might be really good at knitting. You might be really good at baking cupcakes. You might be really good at accounting. You might be really good at growing plants. Whatever it is you're good at, write that down, because you can help other people get good at that too. So in the realization stage, I want you to cut out consuming content. I want you to use apps on your phone to block social media initially. That way you sit in absolute boredom and silence, and when you sit in that silence, you will come up with ways that you can make money. So that's what I did. I'll do things that are a little bit extreme, but I will literally use scotch tape, tape myself to my desk. That way I realize consciously if I try to get up, they're like, oh, I should be working right now. And that helps me enjoy work, because it's like when you have the option of doing something fun or working, you're gonna choose the fun thing. So I want you to cut out consumption. That way you can create more. Realize that you get paid to create and you have to pay to consume. So whether you're watching Netflix, you're paying for the subscription to watch Netflix, or whether you're eating food, you're paying for that food. When you create things, you get paid. When you create spreadsheets for your job, you get paid. When you create a beautiful like garden, when you create, let's say you work in roofing, if you roof, you get paid to create roofs. Same thing with social media. We just need to find a way for you to create, and then you will get paid, and making your first dollar is so easy. So working is creation and pleasure is in consumption, which yes, there's times where creation is pleasurable, and yes, there's times where consumption is working and consumption yields monetary values, but usually it falls into these two categories. So I'm gonna help you find this star, which is the like in between of creation and consumption, and this is the place where you will make your first dollar when you learn to balance that. Because you're watching this video, you're probably erring on a side of consumption, and I'm gonna pull you back into the creation side of things. So the first thing is the realization. So now you realize that you need to create in order to make your first dollar. The next thing is mindset. You need to start posting content daily on social media to get over your fears, because posting content is ridiculously uncomfortable when you're a beginner. It feels cringy, it feels awkward, and that is the best feeling ever, because that feeling is what will turn you into the type of person that's able to make $100, $300, $1,000 offline. So realize it doesn't matter how many views you get, you're only posting for the sake of getting over your own fears. I used to be terrified to post videos on the internet. I thought it was so embarrassing, and now I couldn't care less, because at the end of the day, it's just me chatting in my cottage to my phone, and if people want to leave hate comments on YouTube, amazing. I'm all here for it. That's their choice, right? So Now that we have stage two of mindset, you need to start posting content daily and you will figure out which vehicle will make you a dollar. Now, stage three is really strategy, so it's choosing your niche. And the best way to find the vehicle that will help you make your first $100,000 online or your first dollar is talk to your past self. So create content for your past self. Exactly what I'm doing in this video where I'm showing you how to make your first dollar online. This is a video I wish I saw when I had not made any money from social media. So you just need to talk to your past self in your content. Talk to the person that wasn't fit. Talk to the person that didn't have that job. Talk to the person that hadn't yet overcome that mindset struggle, right? So talking to your past self and educating your past self is one of the best ways to create content that will make you income. So ask yourself, how much would someone have to pay you to go back to when you started? So I look at everything I've learned in content creation. If someone handed me $100,000, I would say no to lose the knowledge I have now. Ask yourself in your life, what is something that you would not accept $100,000 to lose? Some part of knowledge you have. That is what you can post online to make $100,000. So going into stage four, it's really the action stage of the 3x3 method. What I always recommend clients do is post 3 videos every single day on TikTok. This is just a mindset game. This doesn't matter. I don't care if those videos make you money yet. It's gonna help you get over your fear of creating content, and this is exactly how I started. Now I've posted over 1,000 videos on TikTok, which is wild, but that has enabled me to travel the world, move, live in 3 different spaces since graduating high school. Now, there are so many ways to make income. I'm gonna give you the few of the ways that I make income and how you could too as ideas, but I want you to not worry about how to make income. I want you to worry about creating first, because creation is what brings in income. But for the ways you can make income through coaching, digital products, affiliate marketing, AdSense, brand deals. There's hundreds of ways to make a dollar online. Don't worry yourself in the how you make money online. First, you need to do the mindset, because so many times people get addicted trying to figure out like, oh, should I be an influencer? Or should I be this? Or should I be that? Or should I make money through whatever? The first thing you need to do is learn how to harness attention and learn how to bring in views, because you're gonna need leads to make any money. And the best way to get better at bringing in leads is just create content daily. And when you create content daily, it'll become very transparent what vehicle you then choose to make money in. So that's stage four. And then stage five is really the first dollar stage. So the first dollar is the hardest dollar you will ever make. Because now when I sign a client at $12,000 for a coaching contract, it's like, that's so much easier than it was to make my first dollar online, which is crazy. So you're in this desert area of, if you haven't made a dollar yet, that is okay. Because that first dollar is the hardest dollar to make. The second dollar gets easier. The third dollar gets easier. The 100th dollar is easier, right? So you just need to create so much content that way you know, okay, you get over your mindset, you get over your fears, and then you become the type of person that can make $100 online. So this is stage six, which is the success stage of, now that you've posted, let's say 100 videos on Instagram or TikTok or YouTube, wherever it is, now you're gonna rinse and repeat what works. So any video that worked well, you're gonna refilm it, you're gonna repost it, you're gonna reshare it, and that video will probably go viral again, which is pretty amazing. So rinsing and repeating what works will be great, and then that will pour views and people into your product or into your service. So whether you decide to become a mindset coach or whether you decide to sell digital products online, once you know how to create, it becomes really easy to get views, and with views comes income. So once you know how to harness attention, we live in an attention economy. If you know how to harness attention, you can make a full-time income just from your phone. It's pretty amazing. So whether you become someone that posts on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, you could do all those platforms, you could just do one of those platforms. Basically, at the end of the day, all you need to do is know how to get leads, know how to solve someone's problem, and that's really where that first dollar will lie. So once you make $10, it's gonna be way easier to make your first 100, and then that will set you on the road to making your first $100,000 online. So the most important part of this process is to not get addicted to the result, but to get addicted to the action that helps you get to that result. So instead of focusing on the need to make $100,000 or the need to make a dollar. I want you to focus on becoming the type of person that can make that happen. So that means showing up as if you're already making $100 online daily. And what does that person do? That person probably posts content daily. That person probably responds to emails on time. That person probably talks to that business friend rather than talking to that toxic friend. So start acting like the person that makes $100, and then you will become that type of person. I hope this video inspired you. This is your reminder to create over consuming, and you've got this. If you take action, you will make your first dollar online, and I cannot wait to see you make that happen. Drop a comment on this video with any other video suggestions that I'd love to film. And also, when you do make your first dollar online, come back to this video, drop a comment. That way I can celebrate you.